Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Your host, Chris Meeman. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Ghost Island episode number 11 recap right here on Everything About Royal TV. So let's get right into it. I'm not going to waste time. And we're only a few weeks away from finale happening. Finale is only a few weeks away. And I can't believe it. Can't believe Survivor's going to be done soon. Everything, the Big Brother Canada coverage will be done. Everything will be done. And I'll be out of, I won't have anything to do after that. But anyways, get right into it. So Dom said tribal council was very dramatic. Laurel said the Navidi girls want him and Wendell out. I guess Dom was talking about Laurel a bit as well. Kellen said it solidified us as a group. Kellen said that Navidi is gonna, still has the numbers, so obviously meaning that they also have the numbers, they're gonna be able to, continue on with the game and all that. Yeah, they're wanting to get out the Malolos lately. The Malolo has been the whole thing on Survivor, is where they have been wanting to get Malolos out of the game. They want to stay Navidi strong to the end. And then Wendell said everyone knows that him and Dom are allies. They know, they are allies in this game. So it's it's known that they are a power duo. They are a power duo at this point of the game. Don said he wants to win this game, but if he wants to win this game, he might just have to cut Wendell. So obviously, he is willing to cut Wendell in order to actually win this game of Survivor. This season, he is willing to cut Wendell if he wants. He really he said, I'll cut him. I'll cut him out. I'll say, I'm going to vote him out and I'm going to send him to the jury. So it is possible. So Michael used his idol in the last tribal council. He also said he needs to find the next one. Obviously, he knows it is back in play again. We always know that the idol is always back in play. Every time it is used, they will put it back out. The production will put the idol back out there to play as well. So, it is kind of obvious. It's obvious it's going to be up there as well. And then, so he wants to look. He went looking for it. He found an emblem in it and found it. However, it was actually David Wright. Remember David Wright from Survivor Millennials vs. Gen X season 33. It is his actual fake idol. It has no power whatsoever. It's not matured. So pretty much, it is a dead idol. It's not able to be used as an idol. Jay picked it up. David's fake idol. He used it. Jay was sent home. So it is not matured now and has no power. However, you can actually use it to fool someone else to thinking that it is a natural real idol. So he can pull it off. So I'm thinking this will be interesting. This is going to be very, very, very much interesting to see if they actually if he can pull it off. So mini challenge right away. No reward challenge this week. Obviously, we know by the commercials that there is no reward challenge, and we are expecting the double tribal council to come up. And I know we were talking about that on the podcast last week. We were talking about the fact, what's going to happen. What do we think is going to happen on for the tribal council? Whether are we going to vote someone off and then have a meeting challenge at the tribal council? We've seen that happen before. In the, we have seen that happen before in the past Tribal Council, past seasons of Survivor. We have definitely seen it quite a lot. So, pretty much it, first of all, they have to pull up on a bar, clamping a ball. If you release the clamp and the ball falls, then pretty much, you're out of the challenge. Last person standing wins immunity. You're safe from Tribal Council. You won't be voted out. And there is a twist with this, whole entire, immunity challenge. There'll be two people voted out of this game. Two people will be out of this game. They will be sent to jury. So pretty much there will be two, tribes of five. Five orange, five purple. So two separate tribal councils. One person from orange will win immunity. Someone else from purple will win immunity. So two different people safe, at both little temporary, they're temporary tribes. They're not gonna keep it. They're not gonna unmerge over that.
No, they won't unmerge.
So yeah, there'll be one person from purple safe and one person from orange that are safe and will not be voted out of the tribe. So two different tribal councils, one person voted out from each temporary tribe will be voted out of this game and will join the jury. So the first person on the first tribe that the person that wins immunity for the tribe, the individual immunity for the one tribe, will get to go to Tribal Council first. So they get to vote someone out first. They get the honor to vote someone out of this game first before the other tribe that wins the other person from the other tribe that wins immunity will their temporary tribe will go second, obviously. So no Ghost Island, because there's lots of in stake for this immunity challenge. So Kellen was already slipping a bit. Kellen is out of the challenge. But yeah, look, Kellen is out. Like, it's that simple. It's like that. You can get out like that. You can actually get out of the challenge just like that, very fast. And then Michael was out. Donathan was struggling. I think Donathan was out. And then I forget who else. And then Sebastian and also Jenna have a slip. Jenna was struggling. And then Sebastian drops. Jenna drops. And then Laurel slips, and then Angela drops. Chelsea wins immunity. I was so happy because Chelsea is one of my big picks to win the season. Is Chelsea? Chelsea is like my number one pick right now to win, because all the guys in Desiree seem to be out of this challenge, out of this competition, either in jury or they're out pre-jury. Chelsea won immunity. Then Purple goes to Tribal Council first. Wendell said he wants the necklace, obviously. And then Don said you're gonna have to be up there for an hour. Jeff said I got nowhere to go. So obviously Jeff being a smart ass like usual. Wendell moving. Dominic was kind of making comments at Wendell. I wouldn't really call it heckling. Dominic slips. I guess served him right for, you know, opening his mouth saying, you know, you're not gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. And you know, I guess that kind of got a little karma there. And then Wendell was more movement. Wendell drops out, and then Dom wins immunity, and he is safe from Tribal Council. Angela did not expect that. The plan is in effect to get Michael out. Obviously now this is a good time to get him out. And Michael and Donathan talking, Michael was asked Donathan if he can borrow his necklace, his immune idol, and just show it to them just for an hour. And then Donathan said, no, you don't want to get linked back to it. Obviously, that's very logical. That's a very logical idea. You don't want to be linked back to that idol, because oh, this is Donathan's? Okay, maybe we need to get Donathan out of this game now before, you know, he goes further. He goes much further in this game than what we expect. So, you never know. So, also, he also packed it very well in his bag. So, he has it already packed up. And then Michael said it is a risk. The risk making this lie, saying that he has an idol, but you know, it could pay off. He told Kellen that he has an idol, doesn't have an idol, technically doesn't really have a freaking idol. It is not true that he has an idol at this point. And then also if he does, you know, we can she was talking about, you know, maybe if he does, then he can get someone else out. And also, he thinks she believes him. And, Kellen said Michael has an idol to Dom. Dom said he doesn't believe it. Dom obviously knows that he has that idol. Actually, he has that actual idol that Dom found. And it's an idol that Dom actually found a while back. So he doesn't believe it. His vote is for Michael. He told Chelsea Laurel is safe. And then also talking about Wendell, he has an idol. Of course, we know Wendell has an idol as well, so he'll be safe. Kelling said, are you willing to put votes on Laurel? So obviously trying to get Laurel out of this game at this point. And then Wendell to Laurel, he's either got the idol or not. And if he has the idol, you know, vote for Kellen. So obviously, you know, having a backup plan just in case. And then Kellen said that she will use her advantage, which is an extra vote. And obviously it says Michaela on it. We know that is an extra vote as well. And then, she will use it on Laurel as an extra vote. And I'm thinking, that's not a good idea. You could screw the plan. You know, you can actually just screw the original plan up and whatnot. And we'll talk about that as we go on. And then Sebastian said, Sebastian said that Jenna is going to be gone. So obviously he's saying they're going to get out Jenna. Jenna will be voted out of the game as well. And then going to tell her number. She asked to Wendell. It was Wendell, I think. And she said, are you willing to use the idol on the enemy idol on me? To keep me safe. And then, Jenna said, you know, if we do, I'll just, if he does use it, she will just make him think he does, he just doesn't, she is completely blindsided that he was voted out as well. So, okay, so also, where was I here? And then he said Laurel could go as well tonight. So obviously, no, sorry, Jenna. Okay, no, it wasn't Wendell. It was Donathan. Donathan said she asked Donathan if he can use the idol tonight, obviously, on her. And then, obviously, she will vote for Donathan. And then, from there, she will just kind of be shocked that Donathan gets voted out of the game. And he is out of this game for good. And so, Donathan said it is so stupid. He's going to fall for it. So, going to Tribal Council, talking about the temporary tribe that they have made for the couple days there, to get two people out of this game, as we are now going to be down to 8 people in this game. And I think there will probably be a double Tribal Council or two-hour episodes somewhere along the line. There will be a double episode somewhere. I just don't know where as well. Malolo is getting the end of the short end of the stick. No cracks. The media will stay strong. Jenna said she is at the bottom. Could surprise. Jenna and Donovan could be going. It is a Malolo, that's what Jenna said. So she said it is definitely going to be a Malolo that goes. And then Donathan, then obviously they voted, and then Donathan played the idol. He played for himself instead. I was like, what the fuck, really? Like, what the heck? He used it for himself, and like, wow. That is just, that's just something else. So Donathan is safe. So it was, one vote Donathan, does not count. Sebastian, one vote Jenna, two votes Jenna, 11 persons voted out. And fourth member of the jury, Jenna. Jenna actually did not leave the tribal council area, as you normally see on a regular episode. Jeff said you can go and join jury right now. So she joined the jury right off the bat, and she looked pissed. She would look really pissed off. She's not too pleased that she was voted out of this game. So Tribal Council 2, Laurel said it sucks Jenna is there. Donovan and Navidi has the numbers right now on both sides. Kellen is very, very, very scared. Also talking about Michael on day one. Dom said, you know, sticking to the plan. And hopefully he does not have the idol. And then Wendell said they're talking about Dom and Wendell, you know, whisper, and then Dom and Wendell were whispering to each other, so obviously they were getting in the last second to decide who they're gonna get out. And then it is being a Malolo person. Also talking about Kellen hanging upside down. Then vote. Kellen used the extra vote. Obviously. And then of course she crosses out Michaela. And then put the extra vote as well in there. Everyone looked at Michael. No idol. One vote Kellen. One vote Wendell. One vote Laurel. One vote Michael. Two votes Michael. Two votes Lauren. Laurel. Two votes Laurel. And that was actually the Michaela vote. Jury actually looked at, there's an extra vote. So they had a recount. And they had, so Jenna's like, what? And it's like, and then I think it was Desiree that said it. And jury, there's an extra vote. And now I thought jury wasn't supposed to say a thing. Jury was supposed to be very, very, very quiet during the time they are at Tribal Council. I don't know. That the rules have changed a bit on Survivor? I don't know. There was an extra vote. So I don't think anyone else in the active tribe right now that's still in the game realized there was an extra vote there. I don't know if anybody really noticed it. We'll find out next week as we we'll be getting to the next episode next week. We'll find out what will happen. We'll find out what happens see what happens in the aftermath, if anybody does notice or not. So the revote, we had actually 12 person voted out, and the fifth member of the jury was Michael. And then next week they will be I guess the majority will be on thin ice, and then blood is thicker than water. So obviously I'm thinking the actual loved ones, it'll be the loved ones visit that will be happening next week. I think that's gonna happen next week as well. So that's gonna be interesting to watch. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen on that. I'm excited to find out what will happen next week on the podcast, on the Survivor. With that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything Borrowed TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, as well at Crispy on the Web. And I'll see you guys hopefully tonight or tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada 6 week number 9 recap. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.